The shelf above my home cooking station has, at any given moment, four items on it. A stack of folded kombu wrapped in waxed paper. A small foil bag of katsuobushi flakes. A glass jar of niboshi, small enough to read about three sardines deep. And a paper sack of dried shiitake mushrooms. Nothing on that shelf needs refrigeration. Nothing has a use-by date measured in days. Nothing costs more than a few hundred yen per usable serving. And with those four ingredients, I can build the foundation of essentially every savory dish in the Japanese repertoire. Every soup, every simmered vegetable, every braised fish, every bowl of rice that benefits from a small spoonful of stock instead of plain water. There is no Western pantry equivalent of this in terms of compactness. A French stock requires bones, mirepoix, thyme, refrigeration. An Italian brodo wants the same. Dashi wants none of it. You open three packets, you steep them in water for the appropriate length of time, and you have made the most efficient umami extraction in any cuisine on earth. The kombu is the first decision, and the one most people get wrong by buying whatever is labeled kombu in their local Asian grocery. There are at least four working varieties used in Japanese cooking, and the differences matter for what you are trying to make. Reshiri kombu from the cold seas off the northern coast of Hokkaido gives a clear, almost mineral broth, and is the traditional choice for the kaiseki kitchens of Kyoto. It is what you want for delicate, clear soups, for the dashi that will accompany sashimi, for any preparation where the broth must remain transparent both visually and on the palate. Hidaka kombu from the southern coast of Hokkaido is softer, more tender, easier to eat as a cooked ingredient rather than only as a flavoring agent. It is the kombu that goes into oden, into kombu maki, into any dish where you intend to consume the kelp itself rather than discard it. Ma kombu from the Hakodate region is the strongest in glutamic acid concentration, produces the richest and most umami-dense broth of the four, and is the choice when you want a powerful base for a heavy soup or a noodle dish. There is also Raosu kombu, which gives a slightly clouded but very deeply flavored broth, and is excellent for stronger preparations like nabe. For a beginning pantry, buy a small bag of reshiri for clear soups and a small bag of ma kombu for stronger ones. You will use both, and the difference between them will teach you more about Japanese broth than any written description can. The katsuobushi is the second decision, and the practical question is whether to buy pre-shaved flakes or whether to buy a hand-shaved block and shave your own. The traditional answer is the block. A whole side of dried, smoked, and mold-cured skipjack tuna, hardened over months into something so dense it sounds like wood when tapped. Shaved in thin curls directly into a hot pot of nearly boiling water just before service is the gold standard. The flavor is incomparable. It is also impractical for most home kitchens, requires a specialized shaving box called katsuobako, and demands a kind of weekly engagement with the ingredient that not every cook has time for. The pre-shaved flakes, sold in nitrogen-flushed foil bags, are the compromise the vast majority of working Japanese home cooks now make, and they are entirely respectable as long as you buy good ones and use them within the right window. Look for flakes that are pale pink tan rather than dark brown, that are flat and curled rather than crumbled into dust, and that come from a producer in Kagoshima or Shizuoka, the two regions that still dominate the legitimate katsuobushi trade. Once opened, a bag of flakes is best within 3 months. After that, the aroma flattens and the broth begins to taste of fish in a way that good katsuobushi never does. The niboshi is the unsung third ingredient and the one that distinguishes a serious home pantry from a casual one. Niboshi are small dried sardines, typically 2 to 4 centimeters long, gutted and dried whole, and they produce a darker, more rustic broth than the elegant kombu and katsuobushi base. The flavor is fishier in the best sense, closer to the working kitchens of Setochi and the western prefectures, where niboshi dashi is the daily broth, and katsuobushi dashi is reserved for finer occasions. A good niboshi pantry contains heads and bellies removed fish. The heads carry a bitter note that some cooks want and others avoid. Remove them yourself depending on the dish. Stored in a sealed jar away from light, used within 6 months for best flavor. Niboshi is the broth for miso soup eaten daily, for the everyday simmered dishes that do not need the refinement of katsuobushi, for the slightly heavier base that anchors a winter nabe. It is also dramatically less expensive than even mid-grade katsuobushi, which matters when you are making broth several times a week. The dried shiitake is the vegetarian umami insurance, and even a non-vegetarian kitchen benefits from keeping a small bag of them on hand. Dried shiitake rehydrated overnight in cold water produces a broth dense in guanylate, the nucleotide that synergizes with glutamate to produce the umami response far more strongly than either compound alone. A kombu and dried shiitake dashi is a fully vegetarian preparation that nonetheless reads on the palate as deeply savory. And the synergy effect, first identified by Akira Kuninaka at Yamasa Shoyu in the 1960s, and now the basis of every umami-flavored seasoning product on the global market, means that even a small addition of dried shiitake to a standard katsuobushi kombu dashi noticeably amplifies the depth of the broth. Donko Tongu, the small thick-capped winter shiitake, are the premium grade and worth the cost for the broth-making application. Store them in a sealed container in a cool, dry place. They last essentially indefinitely. Storage is simple and worth getting right. Kombu, stored dry and away from light, lasts effectively forever. A bag I bought 5 years ago is still good. Katsuobushi flakes, once opened, oxidize quickly. 3 months is the realistic window, and the bag should be resealed against air after every use. Niboshi, in a sealed jar in a cool cupboard, are good for 6 months, and acceptable for longer, if a bit muted. Dried shiitake, again, lasts indefinitely if kept dry. The only enemies of all of these ingredients are humidity, light, and air, and a Japanese-style sealed glass or ceramic container handles all three. The ratios for combinations are not complicated, and I have written about them in more detail in How to Make Dashi Without Overcomplicating It. For a standard Ichiban dashi, the first, clearest extraction, use roughly 10 grams of kombu and 20 grams of katsuobushi flakes per liter of water. For a niboshi dashi, 30 grams of niboshi per liter, cold soaked for several hours, then gently heated. For a vegetarian dashi, 10 grams of kombu plus 4 to 5 dried shiitake per liter, soaked overnight. For a stronger dashi of dashi, combining kombu, katsuobushi, and niboshi together, adjust each component down by about a third to keep the total flavor load reasonable. The numbers are forgiving. The technique is the part that matters. A note on granulated dashi, the karuyu dashi that sits in every Japanese supermarket and in most Japanese home kitchens. The honest answer is that it is acceptable for some applications and not for others. Granulated dashi is, mechanically, a freeze-dried katsuobushi and kombu extract combined with MSG and salt. And it produces a broth that is recognizably dashi, but missing the top-note aroma that fresh-made dashi carries for the first hour after preparation. For the broth in a quick weekday miso soup, for the simmering liquid of a vegetable nimono cooked for 30 minutes on the stove, for any preparation where the broth will be cooked down and combined with other strong flavors, granulated dashi is fine. For a clear suimono served as the soup course of a careful meal, for the dashi base of a chawanmushi, for any preparation where the broth is the main aromatic event of the dish, it is not fine, and the difference between freshly made and granulated will be immediately obvious to anyone at the table. Keep a small tin of granulated dashi for shortcuts, and do not feel bad about it. Keep the four real ingredients for the dishes that deserve them. The distinction between the two is a useful one, and is treated more thoroughly across Japanese logic and action, where I work through why the foundational broths of a cuisine are not the place to save time. Build the shelf, learn the four ingredients, make broth twice a week for a month, and you will arrive, quite quickly, in my experience, at the point where the rest of Japanese cooking begins to feel obvious. The cuisine is built on the broth. The broth is built on the pantry. The pantry fits on one shelf.